If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to Don't Get Done, Get Doms, one of them daytime consumer shows that gets made for slightly less than the price of your television. I'm Dominic Littlewood. I was a used car salesman in Essex and somehow leveraged one appearance on Faking It into a career on BBC One, where I now pretend to be a champion of the people.
And I'm Dominic Cummings, a nihilistic posh boy happy to dismantle public infrastructure because I'm going to inherit a lot of money and will be able to hire my own militia when the balloon goes up. I somehow leveraged being pro-Brexit into a career at Downing Street, where I now pretend to be a champion of the people.
Right, now this is Gladys Bitumen from Stoke. Gladys, what happened?
Well, first of all, Gladys isn't my real name. Okay. That's the sort of name people put in sketches.
Okay.
Anyway, I decided to drive up to see my elderly parents in Carlisle the other week and get some groceries to them. Anyway, the police stopped me and they said it was non-essential travel and they fined me £60.
Don't get done, get Dom. We're the runners and we're bored.
Okay, right, Dom.
Yes, Dom.
Anything you can do?
Well, first of all, don't apologise, then call a press conference and show up half an hour late in a no-iron shirt fitted to 1990s boy band proportions, and then ponderously read out a statement that sounds like it was written up by a bored policeman after an affray charge at 3am in Hailsham, answer a few questions testily, then slink off like a morose teenager who just got out of detention.
I suppose some headline-grabbing race riots wouldn't come amiss after that, Dom?
Certainly not, Dom.
Okay, Gladys.
My name's Helen. It's a sketch, mate.
We'll see you next time on Don't Get Done, Get Dom. Bye.
I'm gonna mix the show today! God damn it, I am gonna mix the show today. Coming up, we've got some That's Lovely. We've got some MacGyver stuff, which you probably didn't hear if you heard yesterday's podcast because I didn't mix it. Oh, it's so frustrating. So frustrating. And I feel like I've let you down. Anyway, Prime Minister's questions yesterday. Getting very into that, if you haven't been watching. I mean, you'll probably pick up the plot quite quickly. What happens is Keir Starmer does his bit, and it's all very quiet and composed. And then Boris Johnson gets very flustered by the whole thing and absolutely loses it. It was brilliant. Anyway, a new trope for you. New trope I spotted yesterday. Here it is.
Sir Keir Starmer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The last time we spoke like this, I stayed all quiet and composed, and the Prime Minister lost his bum a bit. I asked him a question. He groped about a bit until he could get on to doctors and nurses or refuse collectors, and then contrived some mad notion that by asking a question of the person accountable, I was in some way failing to pay tribute to them. So my question is, shall we go round the houses again? And has he got anything else?
Prime Minister!
Mr. Speaker, this is, of course, preposterous. And he knows very well. And he should be being more supportive and something about a U-turn. And we've brought the R-rate down. Not thanks to me, hero that I am, but thanks to the hard workers of the NHS. Safe ground now, know where I'm going. The doctors and nurses and cleaners working tirelessly on the ground floor. And quite frankly, I think it's a disgrace that he doesn't pay tribute to them.
OK, well, I'm angry, so I'm going to mispronounce a word, because that's what happens.
Well now, hello again, and welcome to That's Lovely, with me, Brinsley Dearlove. And I've had a tweet on Twitter from Duncan, who's asked me, are these lovely? And there are Gosh, there are four photos here. Now, the first one. Oh, that's lovely. That's really lovely. I don't know what that is. That might be some sort of primrose, perhaps. Really lovely, that. That is lovely. Oh, and that's lovely. That's dappled sunlight shining through some spring leaves. And that's lovely. Just lovely. And, well, here we are. Is that a poppy or something? That is lovely. It could even be a peony. Well, that's lovely. Thank you so much, Duncan, for... Oh, and this last one. My wife, our neighbour, while I clapped for care... No, that's not lovely, Duncan. That's disgusting. No, that's not lovely. But your other pictures, Duncan, were lovely. Feel free to send in any lovely pictures you've got, or if you don't know whether or not something's lovely, send me that too. It's at NotTodayPod on Twitter. Don't know if you've ever used that. Or, of course, you can write to the usual address, or you can email NotToday@swanburst.com. Love. That is disgusting. Yesterday, I went somewhere that I don't think anyone's ever been before and created a new concept in food, which I'm calling fruit meat. Now, there's been lots of guessing among the Patreons watching the live stream as to what that could entail. Are you talking about pineapple steaks? Are you talking about jackfruit? Do you mean plantain? No. That is fruit meat. I'm talking about meat fruit. It's completely different. And no, Gemma, it's not to the tune of Toot Sweets. My fruit meats are something really, really radical. I don't even know where to start with you guys. So a couple of days ago, I made some seitan. Okay, now that's the way I do it. I blend up tofu and mix it with vital wheat gluten, high protein flour, wheat flour. And when you really work it, and you got to work it, you got to be cruel with your fingers. When you really work it, what you get is this end product after you've boiled it and then roasted it, which has these long glutinous strands, and it's like meat. If you've ever had like mock duck or any of the fake meats in a Chinese restaurant, that's how they make that stuff, and it's good. So the idea is, obviously, you've got these neutral base ingredients. Tofu doesn't really taste of anything. I mean, yes, fine, wet cardboard, but after a while, you can't taste that. And flour. And so you imbue them with the flavours of meat. Nice, meaty, savoury flavours. Well, yesterday, I was thinking, I'm going to make some more seitan. And then I thought to myself, wait! What if you made meat that tasted of mango? What? Yeah. So I added some mango puree instead of my fake meaty flavours. I added a little coconut oil, a little coconut cream. I mixed it all together and then I boiled it in a light syrup infused with cardamom, cinnamon and vanilla. And then I roasted it. And the syrup reduced down to a thickened, gloppy syrup, and a crust formed on it. And ladies and gentlemen of the Nobel Committee, I created fruit meat. Thank you. That's really okay. Thank you. Yes, I do. A huge thanks to Neil. That's Neil Green, who got in touch the other day saying, "Oh, Jake, what was that track called that you used at the end of today's podcast? It's brilliant stuff. I found myself dancing along to it. Cheers. It was this. Yeah, hi, Neil. I think it's called Radio 4 Now Show Reggae Instrumental 1838. I don't think I ever named it. I mean, just FYI, I don't know if you know that. All the music in this podcast, I write. I mean, I'm assuming you know that. But, you know, you're not supposed to use commercial music, so... And this is definitely me playing the saxophone and trombone. Or let's just say blowing into. Neil's also been quite busy. He says, the living room was starting to look like the last days of Toys R Us. Yes, we all picked at the bones of that carcass, didn't we? He says. And so I decided to buy a 10-foot pool for the garden. By the way, this is great for it. I cannot tell you how great it is. I will, though. It's great. Especially when the two kids are in it and shouting all of the pirating and sailing catchphrases at each other. Avast me hearties! The Archie blows! Women and children first! Jack, draw me like one of your French girls. Damn Sky movies and my half-hearted approach to parenting. Testify! Thanks, Neil! Don't even worry about it. I said to Spike the other morning, what do you want for breakfast? He said, the laws of gravity! I'll do toast. Jane's been in touch. Hello, Jane. She says, hi, Jake. Further to your mention of Twitter top trumps this morning, I can't claim to compete if the measure for followers is quantity alone, so what about a measure of quality? Oh, okay, here's an interesting idea. So Jane is basically saying, who is the most impressive person following you on Twitter? Okay. Jane says, my challenge is, are any other Yapostles followed by Barack Obama? Yes, the real one! And no, I don't know why! If the answer is yes, was he your very first follower? Because he was my first! Swoon! That's amazing, Jane. I'm not followed by Barack. How'd you get followed by Barack? Admittedly, she says, he follows 605,400 people, so I'm not exactly on his best buds list, but he is followed by 119.1 million, so he only follows just half of 1% of his followers. I cannot offer you that sort of percentile. On the least exciting follower front, the definition being who follows me, whom I don't follow back. I think non-reciprocity is supposed to be bad form on Twitter, but I honestly just couldn't care less about etiquette. I am followed by @CartaxBands. Letting you know about CartaxBands since 2013. There isn't much else to say. Best wishes, Jane. Thanks very much, Jane. Yeah, that's great. I love your Twitter brags. Who's your most famous follower? And who's your perhaps least impressive? I mean, we don't name individuals there, but you know, if there's one of those corporate, oh, follow them back, corporate things, those are always sort of fun things, aren't they? Now, I haven't had time to do a jingle for it, but and you didn't hear it yesterday because I didn't mix the podcast, but we were asking you to MacGyver something. This is after Julie Prunes told us the story of how she managed to rescue a precious bracelet with a long cane from the garden and a piece of chewing gum, I believe. She managed to retrieve it from under her boiler or something. and she was asking, what's the last time you had to hashtag MacGyver something? And you've been MacGyvering away, which is brilliant because I was inaudible yesterday. David Brazel says, as an example of my expertise, I bought my son a heavy punch bag and spent days and three different types of fixture trying to hang it on his wall. In the end, I bought a poster to cover the multiple holes and crumbling plaster and a standing frame. No, I think I can, with roll plugs, I'll be a, he says, I'm very impractical. So for me, a MacGyver something moment is when I use one of those short wooden poles with a heavy lump of metal on the end to make a pointy piece of metal go into a wall. I don't even know what those are. You're much further down the MacGyver road than I am. Oh, yeah, we're also doing hashtag cool tool. Julie says, my household's most common hashtag cool tool when we want to hashtag MacGyver something, she's one of the hashtags, is the humble wire coat hanger. From opening windows, Julie, to breaking up toilet blockages. It really is the Swiss Army knife of household objects, apart from my Swiss Army knife. Hey, that's good. I genuinely think the single most useful multi-tool and what has allowed us to get to the moon is having thumbnails. Like, at a pinch, it's a chisel, screwdriver, I mean, you name it. Ollie, though, I mean, he's a pro. he says in response to hashtag MacGyver something. Just about every day for me. Just today, I took the chain from a hanging basket, hooked it round the top rung of the ladder, and hey presto, a paint bucket holder. Oh, that's genius! I love that. I was pretty MacGyvery myself yesterday, actually. I sellotaped some carrier bags to the rotting windowsill. Yep. So that the rain wouldn't get them because I hadn't sanded them down in time after putting filler in them and the rain was coming. Anyway, I think that's all the MacGyver somethings that we've got for now. If you've MacGyvered something, I would love to know what you've done. And was Boris Johnson wearing an earpiece yesterday in PMQs? He says it's a funny flap of skin he's got on his ear. I don't know. I mean, surely he would have done. But I mean, it'd be like Joe Wicks. Nicky, let's do some shout-outs. There'd be a nice pause, staring into the middle distance, rictus grin. And it's Isla in Wimbledon. It's always Isla in Wimbledon with Joe Wicks. I think that's more or less it. Oh, by the way, Patreons. I'm going to do something fun for Patreons, I think, in the next couple of days. I don't know what. Maybe we'll do a cook-along or a drink-along or a crawl into bed along with vomit-along down our chin-alongs. Don't know. Something. For the top-tier Patreons, there is more tunes in your secret VIP folder with all my music and my entire back catalogue of all the things I've ever done on it, if you're interested. Including our For Now Show reggae song instrumental 18.38 maybe I'll try and give it a better name, Neil. That's it for today. I will see you tomorrow. I hope you have a good one. There's lots of things I need to be getting on with the band and all the rest of it. I haven't forgotten it. I'm on it. I can do this. I can change. There, look, I changed. Brilliant. See you tomorrow. Bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.